Hey guys, just really quickly saying before this starts, we forgot to plug in the mic, so sorry if the audio is bad. Oh my god, I'm still talking in the mic. It was
something. Sorry, we forgot to plug in the mic. Anyways, enjoy.
Hello everybody, it is Belly and Steph back at it again with another episode. This is High School Sweethearts episode 2 called Kissing Cult. We just experienced extreme trauma because we were outside walking to the store with my parents, and
there's a bunch of beetles on the, like, the wood thing that's there, and on the side of the building.
Like, a bunch.
Like everywhere. It was like a nest. Like, it was infested.
And one of them was on my back, and it was really scary.
And it flew on us earlier, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry if we sound, like, stressed out or tired. It's because that was very traumatic to us, because we are both very scared of bugs. Anyways, today we are going to be talking about something that got suggested by our friend,
Sarah.
Yeah, because we can't really come up with stuff that well, because we are not creative. So she said to talk about quarantine, our style, something crazy that's happened to us, our fears, what we want to do when we're older, where you'd like to travel to, and our music. So, I'm going to start off with our fears. I'm scared of everything.
I'm terrified of bugs. Any bugs, me don't too. Care. And, you know, it's weird, too. So, I watch, like, scary movies. Not scary movies. I hate scary movies. Like, I listen to, or, like, I hear, like, scary things that happen. Like, someone.
Oh, my God. There's a beetle in here.
Can't scream, girl. Whatever.
That is not whatever. Okay, just continue.
Yo,
get away! Okay, continue.
There's, like, a thing that I've seen that, like, a man is hiding under your bed, waiting for you to go to sleep so he can kill you. So when I go to sleep at night, that's what I think of.
I'm so scared right now. I'm literally, yeah, I'm also very, very scared of bugs. I'm always afraid that I always feel like someone is watching me through my window or, like, behind my shower curtain, in my closet, whatever. I'm also very afraid of fish. Literally any fish, deep water, like dark water, I don't know. I'm afraid of everything, really. We're just scaredy cats. Oh my god, my back hurts so bad, but
I don't even hear you.
Sorry. And next we'll talk about what we want to do when we're older.
I want to be, I forget what it's called. Well, physician.
I want to be a psychologist because it...
Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, I want to work in pediatrics. I don't know what a physician is.
So, yeah, that's what we want to do. Like, we both want to be in, like, I don't know what it would be called. I guess, like, medical field, if that's what it's called. Sorry if I got that wrong.
She wants to work in medicine.
Well, that'd be psychiatrist.
Medicine is everything.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, where we want to travel to? I really want to go to Tokyo and France and Italy, like Venice. And I already said Japan. I also kind of want to go to Hong Kong. And Thailand. I really want to go to Asia, but, like, I really, really want to go to Tokyo, like, especially. Tokyo specifically.
I just want to go to Italy and France, and I want to go to Hawaii, but
oh, it doesn't. So. Yeah, like the water's like really nice there. I kind of want to go to Indonesia too because like the water's like really, really pretty. It's like really clear. But next, our styles. I don't really know how to explain it. The style that we're like most interested in is like alternative slash like indie styles, but it's like. More specifically, like, 90s, like, skater girl type clothing. Like, baggy jeans and, like, a little, like, shirt. Like, big pants, little shirt. and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Girl. I'm like about to cry.
I am not. And, okay. Let's talk about our music really quick. We probably should have talked about this first because, yeah. But, we've already talked about music, but I guess we'll suggest some songs. I really like Drown by Cuco and Claro. You?
Oh, a song that I listen to most, like, right now is, Blessed by Daniel Caesar. I don't know. I just keep playing over and over and over.
I've been doing that too. It's a really good song. You guys should check both those out. They're really good. And you should check the artists out in general. Like, it, not just the songs. They have, like, really good music. And There's a Moth Near Us. Why are there so much... Why are there so much bugs in here?
Bugs!
Ew. Is that, like, a tiny beetle?
Baby.
That is disgusting. And I will talk about quarantine. So we're not going to get too into this, but, like, quarantine has not been that bad for us.
Because we're neighbors. We live from her room to my house. It is 300 feet.
Yeah. It's like we live across the street from each other. So we can get to each other easily, and we have been friends for a very long time. So, yeah. We've been together. Neither of us have corona, but if we did, we'd probably quarantine together anyways because, like...
A boss red beetle.
Ew. Because both of us are, like, always together. So, yeah, it hasn't been that bad for us, but we haven't been able to, like, obviously go places that we want to when there's a beetle right behind you. We haven't been able to go places that we want to.
I don't think that's a beetle.
That's not, and that's... It's one of those freaking bugs. I'm so scared of it. How did Ollie suddenly get in here? Okay, we'll try to make this quick because this is very scary. We haven't been able to go places we want to, like, go shopping, and, you know, do stuff that we want. Like, I really want to go out and places, like, to places I want to go shopping, but overall, it hasn't been that bad because we haven't had to stay completely by ourselves and, like, really lonely.
Yeah.
So, for the most part in quarantine, what we've been doing,
we've been changing.
Yeah. Eating, listening to music, my style hasn't really changed, but, like, music taste has changed a little bit because it's going back to what it used to be last year, because it did change from that. And, you know, like, I'm still getting packages for my birthday, so, like, I've been trying on new clothes. Stephanie got a package recently. We were trying on new clothes, like, trying to get a new wardrobe, I guess.
Yeah, because we were very ugly last summer. Very.
We really were.
We had bad music taste. We had bad clothes.
I had the same music taste, girl.
So it wasn't that good.
It's the same as it is now, but Stephanie was a local last summer. I looked like one, but I wasn't. I was trying to make Stephanie change, and I did, eventually. She's not a local anymore. Thank God.
Yeah. When me and Isabel were, like, 7... We walked to this dude's, Lance's house. We told Isabel's parents my mom would come with me, right? No, we walked there. I mean, he's literally a couple houses down. But when we came back, Isabel's dad was like, "Where were you?" And we were like, "Oh, Stephanie's mom walked us to Lance's." And she was like, he was like, "Oh, really? Because I saw you guys." And I was like, "What? No, we were with my mom. She was just looking at something." And then Isabel's dad yelled at her and got her grounded. And Isabel wrote on her dresser saying, "Stop, so mean, she got me grounded."
We used to get in a lot of fights when we were little, and it was, like, really funny.
I was the only one that apologized.
Sorry. I was stubborn. But what happened to me, I guess this is, like, this has happened to a lot of people. But I'm just going to talk about it because I can't really think of anything else right now. The time I almost drowned, I don't know how old I was, but I was, like, kind of little. And I was at somebody's birthday party, and they had an above-ground pool. But, again, I was really little, so I was, like, really small. So I was on, like, the second step because it was a ladder. And then I just jumped, girl, I just jumped all the way down, and I just, like sank right to the bottom. And I couldn't get back up because I didn't know how to swim. And thank God there was a lifeguard there. I saw his birthday party. There was just, like, a lifeguard had to jump in and save me. And she didn't even have a bathing suit on. She just had regular clothes. But, like, I could, like, my vision was going away and I thought I was going to die. Like, I didn't know what was going on. So, that was pretty scary. And I am sorry to those kids whose birthday party I almost ruined. But, I'm glad I didn't die there because that would have been bad. Bad news. Nobody would like that. So, Hey guys, we're back. That all sounds like one part, but it's like a bunch of cuts because we like we're trying to cut stuff out and then put our voices over stuff by accident. But anyways, we're gonna talk about sexualities now because we have been requested to. So first of all, please don't ever be homophobic. If you are homophobic, I do not want to talk to you because you do not choose to be your sexuality. Like, please, stop, if you think that. Anybody can identify as what they want to, as long as they're comfortable with it. You don't have to label yourself if you don't feel comfortable with it, but if you do, then obviously go ahead and do that. Like, it does not really matter.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, there's really no point in being homophobic because everyone's their own person. If you don't like it, mind your own business.
I know, it's not your life. Like, I don't know why you want to get so involved in it, like, really. Like, I don't know why people have to, like, put in the energy to do that. Like, just live your life, plez. Plez.
Plez.
And you would be a lot better as a person if you just did not involve yourself in other people's lives. Like, we used to get involved in drama, and we were ugly. And now we don't, and we are pretty now. It says a lot. It says a lot.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is, like, physically ugly, unless, like, you're ugly in, like, the inside, like, that's the most prominent.
But if you are homophobic, then you are ugly on the inside, and that makes you ugly on the outside. I'm sorry about it. You are not pretty if you don't have a pretty, heart.
Pretty personality.
Yeah. So, if you want to be beautiful, just like us, please be a nice person. Don't get yourself involved in other people's lives, in other people's, like, situations. With that being said, I know a lot of people of, like, all sexualities. Okay, sorry, again, another cut. But anyways, the point of that was just, I know a lot of people of all sexualities and genders, and if you, again, I already said this, if you want to label yourself, go ahead and do it if that's what makes you comfortable. But if you don't, you do not have to. Like, it's nobody else's business. Like, you do not have to do that if you don't feel comfortable with it. So, everybody just be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. It's nobody else's business. And if they try to get involved with it, tell them off. Because that's not their place.
And if somebody's like, oh, like, say if you're straight. Don't be like, isn't it weird that they're straight and I'm not? Like,
because you don't know.
You don't know anything. Well, unless the person tells you, but, like, usually, if someone does that to you, usually it's them trying to accept themselves as,
in, like, a humorous way, because that is a way to cope, but also, it can make other people uncomfortable, like, the other person in the situation or other people around you uncomfortable, and we have experienced that, and it made us uncomfortable. Like, it's just, like, you don't know anything about other people, so, like, we weren't the ones in the situation, but we were, like, observing it. I don't know.
I was in the situation.
Yeah. And it's just, like, you don't know anything about other people, so please don't, like, talk on behalf of them unless they tell you it's okay, you know what I mean? So, that's our opinion on whatever, I don't really know, just, like, sexualities and gender. Just, and also, don't, if you find out that you are anything other than straight, you do not have to feel the need to tell people. Again, not their business. Tell people when you are ready. Or if you, when you want to, if you want to, but also please do not put yourself down for that, because you are not any different from other people. There's hella people that like, would identify the same as you. Like, a lot of people, I'm telling you, like, there's more than you may think. Like, if you think that you're alone in this, I can tell you, like, 100% you are not. Like, there's
billions of people in the world. You are not alone.
Yeah, there's literally 7 billion people on this earth, and that is a lot of people. So, I can assure you that at least one other person in this world is thinking the same thing as you. Probably at the same time as you. But, like, you're not alone in, like, any situation. Like, there are other people that relate to you. Like, 100%. But anyways, that is the end of the podcast because it's getting kind of late and I'm sleeping over Stephanie's house, so I have to pack and go over. But, everybody have a nice day or night whenever you're watching or listening, sorry, whenever you're listening to this. We love you all. Again, you are all our friends and we want to give you big hugs and kisses because you're amazing.
Yes.
And that applies to everybody except people who are mean and bully.
And homophobic.
And sexist and racist. And
pedophiles.
Yeah. Literally everybody that is not a good person. That does not apply to you. But everybody else, we love you all. You're amazing and beautiful. And have a nice life. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye. Bye. Sorry about that noise. The last clip, that was Stephanie Slushy. Anyways, bye. Okay, last thing. Again, sorry about the mic. It was not plugged in. Next time we will remember to plug in the mic. And it will be better. I promise. Okay, bye-bye. We love you.